Penn Station is turning up the heat. Introducing the Ghost Pepper Cheese Steak. Grilled fresh with premium steak and fiery ghost pepper cheese. It's craveable, bold, and only here for a limited time. Pair it with Penn Station's famous fresh-cut fries and fresh-squeezed lemonade for the ultimate flavor hit. Available now through November. Get it before it vanishes. Visit Penn Station today or order on our website or app for delivery. Penn Station. Love your sub. You craving what I'm craving?
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
He is basically the reincarnation of Lewandowski.
Sort of.
Nah, Lewis Boateng,
he drops no, way
but I'm
too
saying,
deep.
Lebo goes deep.
As deep. Oh, yeah, whoa.
You might do the Spider-Man thing together.
Do you know how many fucking tortillas and I've had? Bro, I kept ordering it for no reason.
For that peas as well, for £8.
No, worse.
Yeah.
Like, as in for 3 days, there was just some Mexican
have
gaff.
You got the yard food out there?
Huh?
No, man.
Surely there must be some Reebok.
They have. And it's good. And my life is good.
Yard man.
Is it served by a black?
No, bro.
Nah, it's not. You're thinking of a thing, man.
Served by an Indian.
Turtle Bay. You're thinking Turtle Bay.
Have you had Turtle Bay?
It's poor. I only go there for drinks. You know later.
Have you had Cottons?
Yeah, Cottons. I just said it.
Cottons is all right.
You didn't say Cottons.
I did say Cottons.
Cottons is all right still.
Def, I did, yeah. Chill
but
out.
Turtle Bay is dead. Let's go then, boys. Let's go.
They do like pineapple chicken jerk.
Yeah.
But orange
rice, watermelon, beef. They're taking a piss. See some Polish women bring it out to you. All right, cool. All right, ready, boys, yeah? Cool. This episode is brought to you by The Watch Section. And for you lucky viewers, The Watch Section is giving you a discount code. Mention the code FILTHYTWS when purchasing any item above £500 to get £100 off. Whole bills off. Today, we're talking about nines. Strikers.
Can I intervene just for
intervene
one second?
Quickly.
Please, yeah? One thing we're not going to do. Wick. And you said it nice
Damn,
and clear.
What is going on?
Damn. One thing we're not going to do is we're not going to let loons talk about football in real life.
Facts.
So this weekend.
He's fucking terrible.
This weekend I had a great game. This weekend you scored and you're a nine. Am I correct?
What can I say?
Let's talk about your game, please.
Where did you play?
So I just signed down that team.
Signed down?
Yeah, man. Just signed. I don't want to name the team name. But decent level there, Kent team.
What
they
step?
Are right still. Step 5, I think.
Oh, okay, straight back in.
Step 5, yeah. No, it was. I'll be honest with you, yeah. I had a rant about it the other day as well, bro. Bear teams have been trying to violate me still recently. Can't lie. Shout out a few managers and that.
Sorted you out.
Well, you're trying to get back in there?
Yeah. But I love ball, man. I'm probably not going to stop kicking until I'm about 37.
Yeah, best team. Yeah.
And I'm getting paid for it as well, so it's a no-brainer, isn't it?
But you're getting fines probably as well, and it says...
I don't get a lot of fans, you know.
No?
No. I do things properly still. I'm just a bit toxic at times. They might say I'm a bad egg, but a good egg.
He's the type of player that would get fines.
Made my debut Saturday. Ain't played since like March, since I last got injured. Played 47 minutes.
What 47?
Started, came off after 2 minutes.
Of the second half?
Scored, yeah.
11th minute?
I scored in the 21st minute.
Why did you come off 2 minutes into the second half?
My thigh got injured. Welcome back.
Yeah, but I'll be real, I respect that. Because man ain't talking about no heel thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
That's a real man's injury.
Do you know what's so mad yet? I see what you're doing there still.
That's a real man's injury.
I'm not sure about thighs, you know.
No,
like, because
but when you say thigh, you hammy?
No,
he means fire. Now we have a problem.
Do you know what it is though?
Conditioning.
That diet and obviously there's too much power there. Do you get what I'm saying? Because I was doing the Akin Fenwa job.
Oh.
So my mind is, I'm thinking that I'm still rapido.
You're not as agile because
you're
top heavy.
Bro, who was the last person to have a fire injury?
But I was rapid before still. I'm not going to lie to you.
No one has fire injuries, bro. Don't get me, like, bro, that's not even a footballing injury.
What, thigh?
Thigh.
Of course you do.
What, hammy. Like hammies and groins. No,
like dead leg or like a tear.
No, bro, I've pulled my thigh, bro.
It, yeah.
You know what it was? It come from, so basically, let me even.
Would that be your hammy?
No. No, your quads. Quadricep,
quads,
bro.
Quads, yeah, your quads.
So, obviously,
yeah,
the
that
ball.
Is a weird one to pull, isn't
yeah,
it?
But he's running top heavy, like, gym.
You just
gym
the front,
guy.
Isn't
bit
it?
Right here, bro.
don't look at me, he's doing it.
Because
this is.
So, I'm going to paint you the picture of what happened, innit? Because you know me, I'm a story man.
Oh, you know the moment?
Yeah, I know the moment. So I'm going to be literally 2 minutes. No, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute.
Here we go.
45 seconds, 45
30
seconds.
30 seconds.
30 seconds, all right, cool. Centre half got it. Broke the line, but it's in the air now. Good ball. Chested it down to my winger. As I've chested it down, the defenders kind of got onto it, kicked it up in the air. Then it's in the air, we're battling for it. He's knocked it off. 50p head, it's gone back. I've turned around, I've beaten for pace already. What if a twing? I said, yeah, no.
That changed the direction.
Yeah, yeah, done.
Did you play?
Nah, I'm suspended, man.
What? Already?
Bad egg. Why? What did you do?
It's October.
Let me read you the.
I, by the way, guys, I'm injured as well. No.
Same injury.
That was 3 months ago.
I got a diagnosis. I got MRI. I got a bruised thigh bone. A bruised leg bone. And a Hoffer syndrome.
Hey, loons mash you up.
You got a syndrome.
Loons made you get
running
MRI.
Running shoes on grass. Every time I talk to a football man and I say I wore running shoes on grass.
Bro, wait, hold on. So you've got a syndrome.
Yeah, a syndrome.
From
Hoffer
loons.
Syndrome. Huh?
It's
no. It takes 6 months to heal, but now I don't need
a crutch. 6 months?
I don't need a crutch.
A bone contusion.
I don't need a crutch. And I don't need a strap anymore. So
you,
I can walk
you need Haile Selassie.
6 months. Bro. What, the Ethiopian man?
No. Seed oil, man.
Yeah, it's like
carpet
oil.
Hey,
I want to put it out there as well.
Holistic.
I wore the Sandicos on that day as well. I'm bagged. Just putting it out there.
I didn't play because they're saying I had shades of Vinny Jones.
What did they say?
Shades of Vinny.
Look, what does that say? This FA Extraordinary Incident Report.
Extraordinary says, Incident
yeah.
Report.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's court. That's a court order, basically.
So it says away team. So it says the team, I'm not going to mention no teams.
You get fines.
No names. So hear this. It says the team scored in the 90th minute.
You bugged up.
Javier, that's me, Sarat number two, pushed the striker for the team and started acting aggressively. The team's player tried to keep the player who was being pushed away, but Javier followed the player and pushed him again. Yeah, I showed him a second yellow for adopting aggressive attitude.
What did you do to the ref?
Listen. It is claimed from the team coaches that there was a kick out, but I had restricted view of this. The player then left the field of play. After the final whistle, Javier re-entered the field of play, started a confrontation, which led to him hitting a team from the other player. I witnessed him throwing a punch.
I
witnessed him throwing a punch at a non-playing participant. Players from both sides tried to break it up. Sarat went into the changing rooms while the other team stayed on the pitch. This is the interesting part. When walking past me, Javier shouted offensive language at me and said, I hope you never have children because you are f***ing
That sounds about right.
Let me land. And this is where I have a major issue with this incident report. Have you lot ever had an incident report?
I've had one, so.
This is the last line of the incident report. Javier is an IC3 male,
ooh,
approximately 6 foot, tattoos and short hair.
They gave me a fed description.
They called you intimidating.
I just want to say thank you for the 6 foot because that was kind. But IC3 Mel is ridiculous. FA, if you are watching, that is going to be the full grounds of my appeal. Why is he identifying me like a police officer's identifying
sprinkling some seasoning onto the case?
Are they meant to describe the player though?
Listen, I've Googled it. In an incident report, should you mention a player's race? They said no, because how you identify a player is his shirt number. You don't even need his name. You can just say the player from this team's number, then you go to the team sheet, and then it doesn't matter.
It's because your name's
like.
Javier.
It don't matter what I look
it's
like.
Ambiguous. They wanted to make sure that they knew this is a black man with tats that has been
Why do you say black man then? Why do you say black man?
What colour's the ref?
He's a white guy, innit? But it's
that's what makes it. If it was a black guy.
This is my thing, honestly. I don't think he's racist. But my whole thing is, he don't have a clue what's going on. IC3, 6 foot male. That's not even me, bruv. He's like, he's living in a fantasy.
That's how you look to him, though. That's how intimidating you
exactly.
look to him.
Exactly. So yeah. He went mad. Man said, I hit a player red tech. You think, broski, every game I play, no, bro. Every game I play, the youths go, Lippy, rare, it's you. I can't believe it. You think I could go around hitting, man? Like, our games are recorded. There's youths on the... Come on, bro. I did it.
Shades of
and
racism.
The youth was a youth, bro. Imagine when this incident happened. I swear to God, when this incident happened, imagine a man's come sprinting on. Yeah? So that's where they're thinking of throwing the punch. Obviously, when man's come sprinting on, I've gone to say, what are you on? Brother, do you know what the guy's done? You know what the guy's done? He's grabbed my shoulders and gone, he's my son. He's 16. I said, oh my God.
Yeah. But you already banged him.
I didn't bang anyone. But the whole point is the incident happened because of a youth, innit? He's saying, come on, bro, like, you're someone. This guy's a youth. And I'm saying, brother, I'm not even doing anything. Because basically what happened is they didn't even score. The refs got that so wrong. So long story short, we're getting battered, bro. It's like 6-0. Ball's gone over the top. Swear down.
I would have taken the charge as well.
I understand why you're wiling.
My team's given up. A ball's gone over the top. I've said, that. It's not going 8. I've gone there. I've won the ball off the ute. But while I've won the ute's gone boom in my ribs. So I said, ref, what the f*** are you doing, blood? Yeah? I can't lie. I swept him, blood. But it weren't like an injury thing. I've just like, I've left governed him to the floor. Like, I've ushered him. Yeah, like, it's not a mad thing. It's not, I've not hurt him. So I've kind of just done the rushing thing. Boom. Yeah. And he's going, it's like, obviously, I've walked off. I know what it is. And then when I've come back on,
I
can't even remember. No, because obviously I've gone to shake the youth's hand.
And it says you ran onto the...
Yeah, and next youth said something to man. So all I've said is, what's wrong with you, blood? What are you doing? Then everyone started grabbing me. Oh, he's 16. I said, but I'm not going to do anything, blood. Obviously, I didn't know he was 16, but I knew he was a youth. Anyway, we're talking about now.
I think you're sugarcoating it.
Even at 16, though, watch your tone, bro, because no one's your age.
Yeah, man,
bro.
Don't. No, but even at Bunda, I'm there to play football, because this is what it is, yeah? Not to dwell on it too much, but this is what it is. You see, it was like one of them cagey matches. You see, throughout the whole match, I'm the one that's stopping the fights. But I'm clocking. The more fights I'm stopping, they think I'm the prick. So they're starting to kick me and they think, oh, this guy's just a peacemaker. So by this point,
I'm saying,
not even that. They're just thinking, not even in the game, but I'm saying, yeah. When the pass is happening, they're like, what are you going to do? Rare. And at first, I'm like, come on, boys, I'm stopping it. Rare. But about the fifth time, bro, I'm like, what's up? You think I'm an idiot, bro? Come on, guys.
They thought you were the peaceful one, the pacifist.
Yeah, man, I'm the peaceful one, but that don't mean you can kick, man.
That report...
That report
it's lies,
is mad.
Man. I'm appealing.
IC3
is mad.
You're getting birded, bro.
That's ridiculous.
That's going court.
Yeah, no, we're taking that one upstairs, man. But anyway, today we're talking about Nattens. Strikers. We created a top 10 list of the best strikers in the top 10 European leagues. The reemergence of the nine in today's game, obviously the last, I could say, decade has been about the wide men. In the 4-3-3, you understand? Inverted forwards, inverted wingers, whatever you want to call it. But last 2-3, obviously there's been some outliers, Harry Kane, Lewandowski, but recently teams are trying to...
Go with a big man.
Yeah, they're trying to go route one.
Big man up top, man.
I didn't say nothing. My man's just sniffing beside me.
Why
bro?
Are you sniffing
just...
like that?
What do we think of that? What do you prefer?
There's only been one... Big monster that's been killing it right now. If we're talking new types of strikers,
I wouldn't say that.
That's not
I
true.
Wouldn't say
there's
that.
Been,
who else?
There's been Isak. There's been Haaland.
He's not big.
There's been, yeah, but
he's talking.
I'm talking Haaland build. Like that's what
Lewandowski.
Messi and Cesc.
Isak's like 6'3" or something.
Mbappe.
Yeah, they're all big.
Voldemort.
Giroud was part of that last generation as well.
Yeah, he's a big lad, bro. 6'4".
6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Giroud was like part of the target man, like link up generation. Like these nines, they're there to do it now.
Yeah, these nines are strikers.
So it's like even where you're seeing, you mentioned Walter Mardar, Newcastle went and bought Alanga for him, who don't necessarily score goals, but he more gets byline and provides. You understand? So we're going back to them kind of ways.
Why?
You saying why do we think
he
that?
He said he had Wood.
No, he helped Chris Wood.
Oh.
Huh?
Helango. Chris Wood's an out and out striker.
I thought you said why have we gone back to the nines? Why do you think?
Well, why do you think we have gone back for that? That's actually a good question.
Route one football, man.
This is my theory, innit? It might sound a bit crazy, but I think because the centre backs now are more like neater, like ball playing, kind of slimmer guys, they're a bit weaker, kind of. You understand? So where you put a nine there,
it's kind of less like, I don't think the centre backs are they're really athletic, 100%. They're more athletic than the strikers than the centre backs of the past, but I don't think they're as robust. You understand? Like, even if they are as robust, look at our tactic, anyone's tactic, everyone's playing from the back. And for me, yeah, as good as you are as a centre back on the ball, that's a dangerous place to have it. This knocking it about. If you have a nine that's there, that can cause problems, that can be there when that back line loses the ball, then things will happen. Because we were doing that, but the guy that's we're swinging it in for is Giroud and these man, whose their job's to provide for the wide men. So I just think, because of this dominant...
I think football changes every 10 years. Because it was giants. Like, if you're looking at 2000s, every midfielder's big, strong. It's not so much. And then Barca kind of went with the little ones. And all of a sudden, everyone was a 5'6" little spinster. And then it started to change back to a bit of a blend. And now football's kind of gone big again. If you're 5'6", you're going to struggle now.
I don't think you'll struggle.
I think
you have to be good, really good.
Super.
It's less one-on-ones as well. Like, you know, back in the day, defenders would mark a man out, like Vidic v Drogba. It used to be all the time. Now, it's more zonal marking. So now, when you've got a strong strike, I feel like there's a lot of tactical nuance in it as well, because you can get strikers that will pull defenders out of position, and then you'll have one free man that could just, like a DM, like freaking Gravenberg's goal, and even Caicedo's goal. No one's marking them.
Can I ask another angle? Do you think these... I know we're talking about strikers, but do you think like this current crop of wingers like aren't as
great?
Yeah, like not maybe not ability wise,
output wise. I believe so.
I think the fullbacks have got so good that the wingers now have a major job on their hands. Every team's fullbacks are
crazy,
sick.
Crazy.
But don't you think like the conventional winger was a bit missing for a while? Like, we were doing inside
like a
forwards.
Valencia.
Yeah, you got what I'm saying? We were doing sure, inside right, forwards for time.
But you see, back then, though, Valencia's job was to just kind of whip the ball in. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So that could be
but that
a
was
possibility.
Everyone's job them times. Like, you had a right foot
when,
right
when you, was a right and left winger, it wasn't to start scoring goals. It was Ronaldo that brought that in. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
Ronaldo's fault still.
No, but then what happened is you traditionally you had your right footer on the right side, your left footer on your left side. Yeah. And then everyone swapped it over.
Became inverted, yeah.
Chelsea did that kind of early with Robin.
They're not doing it with Maluda?
Yeah, as well, Maluda's but he was a little bit it? After.
I just think, yeah, like I like the inverted thing. You understand, fam? I think it makes sense. Your winger playing on this, but again, the old school way, like 4-4-2. Stopped when? Like early 2000s-ish? If we're being honest, mid like 2005-ish, maybe.
Pep.
Barca. Not even Pep, that Rijkaard Barca team, 4-3-3, bruv.
Yeah.
And then I think that kind of spread across the world, like, and it made sense. But I just think now, it's because it's so tactical now, yeah? You just got to, it's all about law of averages and everything. It was always going to end up back between the sticks, bro.
I feel like it's a transition. We're in transition. And every time we're in transition, the people who are ahead of the curve always kind of benefit from it. So I feel like defensively, we haven't adapted to the fact that teams are just playing more direct. And it's less like old school Pep, tiki-taka, playing out from the back. Man are going more direct. We've seen more long throw-in goals from long throw-ins this season.
What you're seeing now is keepers going direct to strikers.
I think that's all tactical though, isn't it?
What they'll do is, for example, like that's why goalkeepers are so good with their feet and stuff, because like they're dragging in players,
leave all in one on one with my man.
Leave some of the top midfield runs, third man runs, all that kind of stuff.
That's
so,
the transition I'm talking about. We haven't gotten used to the fact that okay, now what we were doing, now we're gonna counter that. The defence ain't set up for that. They're more zonal marking, all right, I'm gonna follow instructions. Whereas back in the day, you'd have like a man who'd use his common sense and be like, all right, cool, I see a man free, let me chase him. Now it's like, oh no, this is my man, that's my man, this is where I'm supposed to stand. So defenders and managers haven't been able to catch up with the fact that we're now playing more direct.
And to be fair, it seems to be working because it's leaking in goals.
Is there more goals now?
Do you know what it is? I don't know. I just think the game is just way more physical now, bro. Like, the better teams in the world got a crazy press. Like, look at that PSG press. They got the meme of Dembele like that, ready to go get the keeper. Like. And before, it was like the better teams were kind of luxury. They do more of their work with the ball. But now it's just all action.
I think the goals are going uglier.
Football's an ugly game, bro.
Because the game's so tactical now, they've clocked that a lot of tactics is physicality, innit? So sometimes it's just getting a ball in an area and just getting a man there that's going to cause problems, bro. That's why man are buying these Jokereses, Sesko. They're looking at them. They're saying they're half decent at football and they'll punch up anyone around them. Play them, bro.
Sesko is more than half decent at football.
I doubt it. But do you know what it is, though, yeah? It's like the Liverpool days. You see, like when they used to have Firmino up there, like he was the one that would bring it down. He was like a striker cam. So he'll bring it down and bring others in. But I think what they're doing now is bringing a Firmino striker, but with players that can actually finish now. Do you get what I'm saying? And bro, there's a lot of strikers in the Prem now that are actually really good and keeping up with their stuff.
Firmino could finish.
But he wouldn't. He wasn't a 20 goals a season man though.
Selfless, yeah, no, facts.
From the time of recording, strikers lead the goal scoring charts in 3 of the top 5 European leagues this season.
We've also got more DMs that are scoring now than ever before, which goes back to my point about numerical advantage. And everything being so robotic and teams flinging up a Calcedo, Gravenberg.
Is there more DM scoring now?
More DMs I think there's more DMs in the top, maybe like some, I can't remember what the number is, scorers. Like you've got Gravenberg, who's scored more goals than he scored. You've got Caicedo, more goals than he scored.
Rice.
I'm not sure about
DM
Rice.
Though. Sure about Rice. Rice ain't a DM, but I'm not sure.
They're all DMs.
Fair enough. Rice, you put them in that category.
Gravenberg, Caicedo, they're sixes for me.
But as it's...
And they're scoring more goals.
Zubimendi.
He's got a couple as well.
We're not going to get through this list.
As it stands... Italy's top scorer is a wide player who is Pulisic.
Oh my gosh.
He's playing off the left, no?
And Pulisic is a second striker, really.
We're not going to get through this list, then.
with the current projections, there's every reason why a striker will finish top goal scorer at the end of the season.
Hoyland,
that I think he plays for Bologna or something. Some
Lautaro,
yeah, couple man.
Ligue 1 is just behind.
Ligue 1 is an exception as the wide attackers rule the roost. Strikers lead the goal scoring charts in Holland, Portugal, Belgium, and Turkey. Players that didn't make the top 10.
Let's talk about it.
That got votes. Lukaku.
Mm-hmm. He's a bad boy, man.
Vangelis Pavlidis from Benfica. He's good as well. Benjamin Sesko from United.
It's not his time yet.
Samu Agahawa from Porto.
Is that him, yeah?
João Pedro from Chelsea, Patrick Schick from Leverkusen, Jonathan David from Juventus. Ekatike from Liverpool. I wonder who voted for him. Loons, the madman.
I mean, and you. Well.
Yeah.
Top 10.
I'm so dumb. Yeah, he wasn't on the list. I was just done the people that were
top
on the 10. List.
Ekatike is top 10.
He's better than Gudrassi, that guy. So,
and we have got Omar Marmoush from City, Marcus Thuram from Inter Milan, Ayase Ayuda, Jesus Ramirez. Okay, and then we've got Lion. Is that Lauberbach?
Lauberbach. Gravenberch's nephew or something, bro.
So everyone submitted a top 10 of who they believe were the best strikers operating in Europe right now. We're not looking at stats. We are looking at the eye test.
Yep.
Let's begin at number 10.
Penn Station is turning up the heat. Introducing the Ghost Pepper Cheese Steak. Grilled fresh with premium steak and fiery ghost pepper cheese. It's craveable, bold, and only here for a limited time. Pair it with Penn Station's famous fresh cut fries and fresh squeezed lemonade for the ultimate flavor hit. Available now through November. Get it before it vanishes. Visit Penn Station today or order on our website or app for delivery. Penn Station, love your sub. You craving what I'm craving?
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Which is shocking because he actually won the top striker in Europe award.
Crazy.
Was also awarded the top scorer of the, is it the Nations League or something the other day?
Crazy.
He got another trophy. Arsenal's very own Victor Jokeres.
C-5-4
Does he pass the eye test?
He don't pass the eye test.
He don't pass the eye test. But I think...
You can't rule out his goals, though.
You want to respect his accolades.
Listen, I think once the season of football's done, I think he'll pass the test, man. I think I think with him, it's more like what I was talking about now, innit? He's there to take advantage of the fact that these centre-backs are kind of a little bit softer. He's there to rough them up. He's there to link play, kind of just...
Do you think we're utilising him to his strengths?
No, but I've been emotional on Twitter and kind of written him off, but when I've looked back on certain games, I can't remember what the last game was that we won. Was it West Ham? Yeah, West Ham. I don't think he was great, but he's just, bro, he's a presence, innit? He puts in a shift and I think he'll get there, innit? You get me?
I think that, but just right now.
I think he's been bought for a reason, innit? And I think he's half doing the job. The goals aren't there, yeah. But he's there to kind of...
Occupy.
Yeah, occupy. You've got to take away players from Saka, from that's whoever's what, on yeah, the other wing. Yeah. They got to occupy him because he is a handful. So Scribbs, Menace, KG and myself had him the highest in
what,
the list.
What was the highest?
I put him 10.
I think I had him... I think I had him 8th.
I put him 8th.
I think I had him 8th as well, yeah.
I don't remember where I had him, but not putting him top 5 is insane. Or even top 6, top 8. Come on, man.
Jokeres His numbers are insane. Jokeres is not top 10 strikers in the world.
Of course he's not.
I don't think so.
He can't be.
Right now, if we're talking about now, I think he is.
You know what's pissing me off, yeah? Is that... In fact, let's get through this list first, actually. Because if he's not on there, I'm going to be so right.
Bottled it. Land it.
I think what's crazy to me is that I don't think he's better than Mateta.
I don't.
I'll
think
be
he's
honest
better
with you. Mateta will offer more at Arsenal if he was there. Then
I don't. But remember, you lot have signed him off the strength of what he's done already. If you lot are going to judge him now, then you can say Mateta's better based on what you've seen this season. But you can't take away. If you're judging him this season, cool. But you can't take away what he's done.
What he's done is numbers. But should the eye test support numbers, or should numbers?
That's what
the
we
eye
need
test?
To accept. That's what we need to accept. Which one we're doing? What are we doing?
You know it is, yeah. Not to jump ahead, but one of the guys that's probably going to be one or two isn't lovely on the eye test.
Exactly.
But part of eye test is bare goals.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you're seeing bare goals with your eye, you can't deny it.
But he's got that though.
Yeah, exactly. That's where it is.
And that's what I'm trying to say.
It's like, I get the eye testing. And
it's very
gonna be,
ugly
there's going to be players here that aren't 25, 30 league goal players, but the guy strikers that are will always... Past the eye test. Because if you just see a man just scoring goals all the time, bruv, it's... Come on, bro.
Goals are the hardest thing to do in games. We know
they
that,
win
yeah?
the games.
It's whether not.
You, said by Alan Shearer.
Whether you think that's the truth or not, a fact is that's what wins you games, innit? Facts. You understand, bro? So the guys that do that, they look good, bro.
Mateta don't pass the eye test.
Though. Never, he doesn't.
What?
He doesn't. He doesn't.
By his
if
fantastic.
You watch a full 90 minutes, he doesn't.
He's good.
Mateta
know.
Don't pass the eye test.
If you watch a full 90 minutes... Watch a full 90 minutes.
He misses sitters.
So does Gyokeres.
Watch a full 90
all
minutes.
All strikers have missed Mateta's sitters, you know? That's true. A normal thing,
Mateta,
bro.
Wicked touch, yeah? Very, very strong.
Brings in players.
Yeah, brings in players. Lovely
he can go
strike
missing
of a ball.
In games.
Every
he'll
striker can go missing.
Of, he'll miss a lot of chances.
Bro,
as
he
well.
Plays for Palace, you know.
Hey, but he's got a bad stride pattern. That's his
nah,
problem.
I think he has a good stride pattern.
I hate how he runs. He just runs mad.
He gets quite a few chances and he'll miss the majority of them and score a couple. Yeah.
You know what? Let's move on. Victor Jokeres, number 10. Number 9, Dortmund. Guirassy is from... God. What country is he from?
Is it?
Guinea.
Papua New Guinea.
Not Papua New Guinea.
They're different.
Yeah, there's two.
Papua Guinea is near like... Australian.
Yeah, that's not in Africa.
Geography is a tough subject.
I think that's it. They got the most crime in the world.
What?
That place is dark.
It's got the most what?
Like crime.
Crime.
Papua New Guinea. If you go Papua New Guinea, it's just crime.
Who's watched Guirassy for 90 minutes?
Has anyone seen, other than the hat trick he got lost, has anyone seen highlights of this bro scoring?
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Bro, he's AI. I don't care.
He's a madness. Still.
I don't see no one talking about
him. He is, yeah. Very, very good on
he's
the
got
ball,
numbers.
Very strong. Decent finisher. Again, I kind of applied the Bundesliga tax, but I think he'd work over here.
Who does he remind you of then, if we was to compare him to his style of play?
Mateta.
Heskey.
Them Mateta, Benteke, like, you know them neat big guys. He's big, but he's neat. You understand? And he's very good on the ball.
Some of the things he does, he shouldn't be doing, you know?
He's like, very good he's, on the ball.
For
very,
someone very his size, he should not be doing the things that he's doing.
It is, it's composure. You understand? That's what it is. He's very calm with it. He's strong and powerful, but that's not like the...
That's not his all-round
yeah,
game.
That's not the main thing Rafael, in his game. Yeah?
Does he have cons to his game? Because he don't get spoken about.
That's just some strikers in general, though,
he's
isn't
old
it?
As well. He's always at 20,
I don't think... It, yeah, I think with strikers, yeah, you can be... Like, there's all-round strikers, innit? I don't think there's a lot of them now, because I think the all-round strikers now almost like get sent to the wing. Like, the man, they like the pacey guys that can take man on and rip. But, like, when it comes to the complete, I'll say the most, yeah, Kane. Even though Kane ain't the fastest, he's like a complete nine. And that's a rarity. There's not a lot of them. More times, it's target men, the guys that, you understand, fam?
I think a reason why Guirassy ain't getting spoke about, Dortmund ain't the same Dortmund. That's another problem that
because Dortmund
affects
don't get spoken
him.
About.
So he's like a recent bad boy to a certain extent.
Stuttgart, he went crazy at Stuttgart.
That's what got him the move,
but again,
innit?
I get like Germany, for me, as long as I can remember, there's a guy over there that's banging. That's going
always,
mad.
Yeah, always, always.
You get me? Yeah. It's not, I don't think it's a league that's particularly hard to score in, especially when you're playing for the better teams. But he's good. So he went through the French youth ranks and then chose Guinea later on. Yeah, Guirassy's decent, man.
He is.
But I think at the same time, not to take away from him, yeah, even Jokeres, like, I think, like, the current nines, bro, like, because this is going to be a nine era, isn't it? Like, when you look at the last nine era we had, obviously it's still early. It's
who was that era? Suarez's, Ibra's?
Suarez, Aguero.
Aguero, ooh, they're
Ibra, bro, Rooney.
Cold.
Torres.
Like.
Falcao.
Oof. Because it was just all nines until it wasn't. You know them ones? It was nines until it just wasn't.
What was the Jackson that went Atletico?
Jackson Martinez. He was from Dortmund as well. But yeah, we'll move on. Number eight in the list.
Oh.
Lautaro Martinez. I don't rate him.
Disrespectful. Disrespectful.
You know they hate me when I say this.
Disrespectful.
Steady Eddie.
He don't even need to be doing anything. Just look at a picture of him and you just think, nah.
Yeah. Oh, my day.
You know what you just think?
He's got that look, man.
He's got that look. Yeah, maybe, I think. But you know what it is? I know, I'll be honest. I think the reason me and a lot of people don't love him is just not... He's not that big, innit? He's a small nine, innit?
He's an Argentinian, bro. He's from that breed of short...
Getting the job done, because we've never seen him go anywhere else and do what he's doing.
Like, I don't think he could.
Bro, he's not respected. I don't think he's respected enough outside of Serie A. But his finishing catalogue, outside the boot, he's an Argentinian striker, bro. He just doesn't get the flowers.
Can we just get one thing straight? Majority of these guys that are going to be on this list, yeah, all have like a goal scoring ability. You get what I'm saying? If we're talking on eye test, I think he's actually decent. I don't think he's
no,
bad.
He's a good player, technically. But when I say eye test, I'm just talking about, I think a lot of eye tests for nines is just composure, bro. Being calm in front of goal, like being, making the right decision.
Dad is dumb, you know.
Like a proud dad.
He's never knew a lot, he's just dumb, bro. He's a proud father.
It was the thing where like, I think we disagreed with you. He don't pass the eye test, but somehow you managed to spin it.
He explained it well.
No, bro, watch him.
He does. He's not a bad footballer. Like, he's not. I think he's a better footballer than Jokeres. But I'd rather my nine be Jokeres all day.
I think he's disrespected, man. His consistency is there. You can't.
No, in the last couple of years, it's not. Is his numbers amazing? There you go.
He needs to get...
I know for a fact he had three seasons of good numbers in a row. And because of that, he's surviving off that. This guy's getting older, bro.
He done well in the Champions League last season.
He's a World Cup winner.
I think he needs to get out of... Serie A. He needs to go somewhere where the lights are.
He can't, he's done.
How old is he now?
Where's he gone?
What do you mean? He could have went, instead of Alvarez, he could have went Atletico.
He scored 12 goals.
But he reminds me a bit of like a Firmino, like a short Firmino. Like, and he scores as
him.
Well.
You think he's
he don't flick it onto no one.
Oh, he brings on, he
Ooh,
brings
Martinez
in the game, yeah, bro.
Nah, he can link up, man.
Does the link up thing, bro.
Bro, Martinez is good, bro. He's not eighth for me.
He doesn't have tech link up. He has like effort link up. Milan Baros. Like, it's a loose ball. He's getting there quickly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah,
the way
yeah.
they it's not like it's not clean and ripped.
Work hard.
You understand? Yeah, he's a heart. Yeah. He's a pest.
I kid you not.
South American.
The
forward,
person
bro.
Who comes next, Martinez is better than him.
No, he ain't.
No, he ain't.
Right, who is
no,
number ain't. Seven?
Watch. No, he ain't.
Is Martinez better than?
Yes, he is.
Victor Osimhen. Yes, is. No, he is
he's
not.
He's not better than him.
Yes, he is.
He's not better than him. He's not
yes,
better than
he
him.
Is.
No he's way. Not, no way, bro.
And he's more consistent than him as well,
how?
Bro.
The numbers are not screaming.
We only saw him when he put on the mask. Before Jadman. That, he had blonde
listen,
hair.
Listen.
No one cared.
I got an Italian
ginger
correspondent.
Hair, whatever. No one cared until he put on the mask.
Osimhen's 3 seasons or whatever there, Martinez ain't hit them numbers. Martinez ain't hit them numbers.
Yeah, but Martinez is getting like 25, close to 30 every season.
Martinez got to be the best striker in Italy while their striker situation was horrible. Simple as that, bro. As soon as guys like Osimhen and the man they land there, it's different.
Yeah, he's
he's a hit, bro.
He's a
wait, but the three seasons you said Martinez went mad. Did Osimhen outscore him in those seasons? Was he the
maybe
better player?
Maybe not then, because of when it was. Let me check, actually.
I feel like
know.
With Martinez, you're getting like 25, 30
oh,
goals
Lautaro.
A season.
Lautaro is disrespected,
yeah, no,
bro.
I'm saying Martinez, you're getting like 25, 30 goals a season, apart from last season, but he done well in Champions
League. He's disrespected,
League.
Bro.
He scored more goals in Champions League, I think, than he scored in Serie A.
Might owe him a bit
Enter
respect,
don't deserve
yeah.
to be as far as where they go in Champions League.
He scored 12 goals last season. The three seasons,
yeah, Champions
the three
league,
seasons that I'm talking about was 21, 22, 22, 23, and 23, 24. We got 21, 21, and 24. But last season,
but
he got 12.
This is just Serie A, though, isn't it?
Yeah, this is Serie A. But last season, he got 12. So one of them seasons, Osimhen would have outscored him. Because I think...
One.
Well, Osimhen outscored
him. So are we looking
him.
At
yeah,
Osimhen's
Osimhen
league,
outscored him.
League, just league goals?
For even all round, he would have came...
Because we're doing Martinez, just league.
Yeah, all round, Osimhen would have
yeah,
moved
Martinez
to
Martinez is like around 25, 30, all round.
Osimhen's a GM still, I can't lie.
Who are you putting in the team?
I'm putting Osimhen in my team still.
I'm going Martinez.
You're putting Martinez?
No, I'm going Osimhen still.
Osimhen, bro.
Osimhen off me, you'll bully. I think he's a better version of Mateta.
Who? Osimhen.
I think Mateta's better, yeah.
You think Mateta's better?
I think
Mateta's
the better version of Osimhen.
I think Osimhen is one of the more overrated strikers out there.
Yeah,
overrated, yeah? I think he's all right,
he's a killer in front of goal, but I think he's all
killer, bro.
Hey, he's untidy.
His all-round game is loose, yeah.
I think he is overrated to an extent, bro.
Nah, but the numbers are
you
there.
Know what it was? I remember when Chelsea were looking at him and it's like, Osimhen, this... and I,
you didn't want it?
No.
He was a striker. He was a striker in the worst, in the kind of worst times of strikers not being good. He was like a bright spark out of nowhere. So everyone was just on him. Everyone was linked with him. He had money
on his
head.
He's playing in Turkey now.
He's in Turks.
He's killing
so
it
I'm saying
in Turkey.
Like, outside of that, what's happening?
He's outside the top five leagues. He's gone outside the top five leagues and killed it.
Okay. Do you know? Yeah, you're saying okay, listen.
Drogba done it.
He mashed up Turkey. He played Liverpool Champions League the other day. I know it was a penalty. Got on a score sheet. Look good though. I know he's good, bro.
Like, I'm not saying he's not good. I just think in terms of what I said, I knew he was next. Hence the reason I said what I said. Martinez is disrespected, bro. It's as simple as that.
I don't think Martinez is better than him, man.
You think Martinez is disrespected, or do you think Serie A is disrespected?
No, I don't think Serie A is great. I think Martinez is disrespected, though.
Yeah, you know it is. People think I'm a bit EDL when it comes to the Prem, yeah. But if these two men come to the Prem, no matter where they go, it's chalk and cheese, bro. I think Martinez has the ability, or maybe if it's lack of ability, I don't know, to drown in a league that's physical and rare.
You're getting, bro, he's Argentinian. You're getting Tevez-esque, man, bro. You're getting a man
what?
That could fight,
Tevez?
Bro, at his size. I'm
Tevez weren't good just because he could fight.
I'm talking about, you're saying he'll get bullied. No, but you said he will get bullied. I'm saying Martinez.
I said drown, because my thing is, even
in what way?
My thing is, what for me, what's happening with a player like Gyökeres now, I use my own player, he's concentrating on the physical game too much. It's taken away from his football. Yeah. He doesn't have to do that. He's a presence. He doesn't have to do it. So I think he will learn to adapt to know that I can still be stronger than these guys without giving 100%. Martinez, no. He'd have to put in 100% every single duel while the centre-back's putting in 67, just dealing with him, bro. And that's a thing,
courtesy
bro.
Courtesy of his size, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, that's part
thing,
of his game.
He's your size, isn't it?
But we've seen it in the past in terms of, like I said, Argentinian strikers of that size. Alvarez, Alvarez is similar.
Alvarez is a baller.
In terms of size, he's similar.
But he's a baller. That's the difference. Lautaro is not a baller.
I'm just saying size. He didn't drown in the Prem. I'm just going off a size thing,
but
bro.
He didn't drown in the Prem because his thing's not fighting. Who's out? Would you ever mention Alvarez's fight? No, it's all ball playing things. You can play ball. You can play him off the wing. You can play him behind the striker.
Who? Alvarez.
Alvarez.
Yeah.
Lautaro Martinez is a nine. And again, Osimhen, a nine. Yeah. Because again, we're seeing it with Gyökeres, with Sesko. Because again, you're doing it with your guy where we're seeing games where they're not scoring, but we're still seeing the positives and what they're doing. For me, a Lautaro ain't going to do nothing good for you if he ain't scoring or providing some kind of between
to,
the sticks.
Agree to
things.
Disagree. I hear you.
Understand? Though. But Osimhen, number seven. Number six is...
Julian
Alvarez.
Ain't mad at that.
And that's a disrespect as well.
Why?
Oh, I think that's...
Because there's a player that's meant to be underneath him. In terms of the level, I think he's in the round where he's meant to be, but there's a player above him that's not meant to be there.
I don't think Martinez should be there, and I'll be honest, I wanted to put it out there, I think Julian Alvarez is overrated still.
I think he's good.
He's having a great season, though.
Nah, Alvarez is good, man.
He bangs goals.
He's not even starting for them right now, no?
Yeah, he don't
he's start, never done he crazy goes. Numbers, innit?
He's never the main guy.
He's never done crazy numbers.
He's the main man at Atletico, bro.
He reminds me of a bit of like what's my man? Chicharito. That's who he reminds me of, Alvarez.
What?
Nah, he's better than, I think he's a
he's
bit.
A, he's a bigger brick.
Like. No, he's, but as in like, the nippy kind of goal machine sort of man. Do you know what I'm saying?
He's a bit of
he's,
a baller.
He's like a Jermaine, he's like a Jermaine Defoe winger where the man in behind, that. He's not gonna, Defoe. Do you know what I'm saying? I think he's good. I think he's very good.
He's all mashing up, he scores free kicks. And bro, yeah, don't nah, disrespect,
he's
bro,
a good
he's a bad boy.
Still. Very good.
He's a bad boy.
Very good. Sort of,
so he plays off they're doing the big man, little man thing. He's a bad man. 4-4-2. Now he's a good player, man. I think he's a really good player. The only reason I think he's overrated, yeah, I think they're starting to think he's better than certain strikers. And I just think the thing that takes away from him, we're rating him as a nine, I just think he'll be moved around. You get me? Atletico get a big proper nine and have to change their shape. He's getting played off the wing. He's getting played behind. Whereas I think a lot of the guys in this shape, they're nine nines, bro. They're
remember,
nine,
they
nine,
play
nine.
They play wing backs. He's not moving, bro.
Yeah, but you can't.
He ain't. They're not moving him, bro. He's a gunman, bro.
As much as I hear it, like Atletico. Like,
if they get a big striker, it's 3-5-2. If anything, Griezmann, because of his legs, will go back. He is staying there.
Listen, he has the ultimate test tomorrow. Arsenal.
We will see
against the best back four. In the world, that's at Arsenal.
That's the game they're promoting tomorrow, though. That no one's gonna watch.
Defensive masterclass.
Defensive masterclass game tomorrow. That's not no, you know. That's -1, -1.
I don't think you can. I don't think Arteta can beat Simeone at that. You know,
the cojones thing.
I think we're gonna win.
Just on a all black thing. You know, he just wears all black. I ain't never seen him wear any other color.
I swear, Simeone's not there for the match though. He's got a red card.
He will be there.
He'll be around.
He will be there.
His presence will be felt.
He'll run in the stands. He'll run up and down in the stands.
I think they'll score. I can't lie, but I think we'll win.
And Simeone ain't the same. Like he hasn't been the same.
They're gonna. They are gonna do the most counter attack thing you've ever seen, bro.
2-1 Atletico. Alvarez on the score sheet. Just to prove.
I can't
just
see Arsenal losing at the Emirates.
I can see them conceding though. I see a 1-0 shop.
I think we'll concede.
Simeone's not the same as he used to be. He's not that same. He's trying to mix it up a bit. It hasn't really worked, but he's still not the same as it used to be.
Anyway, number five in the list, the top five, Alexander Isak from...
I'm mad at that.
Liverpool. I'm not mad at it. I think that's a bit low.
Alvarez is better.
It's balanced because of right now.
I think it's about right as well. You know, Isak's cold, but he's not like...
I think Alvarez is better.
Isak's not world class.
I feel like two good seasons at Liverpool in that conversation.
We are talking about the best strikers in Europe or best strikers in the world. Him being fifth is a good result for him because I don't think he is.
I put Ekitike above him in my list.
Get out of here,
I think that's recency bias. I feel like Isak, once he gets a couple games under his belt and he starts getting used to Liverpool, I feel like he'll fly. I feel like he's a cool player, man. He gets goals, he makes goals. Like he's hard to stop. He does it all.
I think people are looking at his form now and thinking...
I'm being harsh.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
It's very harsh. It's a gotcha moment. Like, look at him. You've been here for like a couple of weeks and you're doing shit.
And this is it. But I've said it already. Once he scores, that's it. Game over.
Yeah, I think that too. I just checked the numbers, yeah. Isak has played 89 Prem games and scored 54 Prem goals. That is not a joke, bro. Yeah, that is, no, that's serious. Yeah. And bro, it's that, I think we're entering the realms of where man are doing numbers and eye tests. You understand? I think he's a fantastic player all round. And the numbers there with it. And kind of back to the convo, why are nines around now? It's because of guys like this, innit? Maybe 5-6 years ago, they would have put someone like him on the wing, bro.
Yeah.
Being that tall, yeah. Playing off a big
and
striker.
And he does more than just score. He's,
there you yeah, go. Yeah. You get me? Because he's, that's not to disrespect him. That's to say like he's that good, innit? He wouldn't have got governed into like a false nine link up play guy. They would have said, get on the flank and we'll play you in kind of thing. Because he plays, he's played
or
off
he
the
would
flank.
Have been a target, man.
I don't know, man. I think he's too good on the
slight,
ball.
And a bit slight as well.
Due to height. Just due to height. Due to height.
So inside forward.
Now, even me, when I saw him back in the day, I wanted Arsenal to get him before Newcastle
did. Yeah, yeah. You don't link to them early doors. Yeah, early
and I
doors.
Thought even then, maybe it's going to have to be off the wing because he's not.
He does more. Like, he's a man, like, you know, sometimes you'll be like, oh, strikers aren't getting service. Isak will get service. Like, he's not even getting service. He'll get that
he'll
ball.
He'll get his own service.
Like, he's not going to wait for ball, everybody to get passed to him. He's making shit happen. And that cuts him, that makes him a bit different to the rest of your number nines. Like, he'll make it happen.
I think he's more on the cusp of being the next striker or the closest striker in the world to entering the realms of who we're going to talk about next. And I think that's why we put him as high as where we put him. Personally, I think it's more potential than what he's actually done.
100%.
I think that's what it is. Because Alvarez, I don't think Alvarez, I think he's lower than Alvarez, in my opinion, bro. I think Alvarez has done more. Obviously, he's been at Newcastle, so I'm not going to disrespect the fact.
I know it's not about numbers, but that Alvarez, that 17 league goals in...
19.
17 league goals Alvarez got in Spain, yeah? Last year, bruv. My man got that when he was a youth, bruv.
Who?
For Isak, bro.
Isak maybe got 17.
He would have been like 21. Yeah, bro. He done 17 league goals. Sociedad, bro. Check it right now.
Yeah, for me, Isak is a different
goals,
breed.
Bro.
Playing for Liverpool right now, and Liverpool are just targets. So it's like, whatever negative narrative we can fling on Liverpool, he's a part of that. Oh, you just brought him.
He'll always be a
shit,
part of it. Like, negative or positive, he'll always be a part of the narrative.
Bro,
always,
I hope
always.
I'm wrong, innit?
Based on eye test and what I see him do.
I think it's potential that not that we're hoping, but we see what he could do. Now he's gone to one of the best teams in the world. It should propel to be what we
how
think it's going
to
propel.
How many times have you seen that go wrong, though? Just because you're great here doesn't mean you go there. In fact, more time it's the opposite, you know? Like, you take that step up and sometimes it maybe shows you something that you didn't have or you can't adapt to.
But you know what it is, with Isak, he's just a man that gets it out of the mud. So there's a difference. Like, when I watch him play, like, he just makes shit happen. Like, even when no one's setting him up and no one's passing him.
This is the problem. This is like, now you got to get in the ivory tower. Yeah.
His team's just got to play it to him, man. Because the difference with him at Newcastle, he was their target. They had to play to him.
Even for Liverpool,
at Liverpool
is
different.
Like, no one's passing to him.
That's what I'm saying.
He'll grab the ball.
Bro, at Newcastle, you had Jacob Murphy swinging it to him.
He's off it, though, man. He's a couple paces off it, though.
Hey, Menace, a wise man told me, yeah.
Hold on.
Potential is also in the graveyard. So all this 100%. That Isak, we're talking about him doing well and not
yo,
doing well.
Yo, let's not
blah,
disrespect
blah.
What Isak's done. Because we're not talking about we've seen Isak score like 15
what did
goals,
they mean by that?
And we think he could be better. He's
there's a lot of potential in the graveyard.
Potential in the graveyard, isn't it? Potential only goals. Potential's potential.
Oh, no, when you put it like that, it's the way you said it. You just said potential is in the graveyard.
I got it.
There's
a lot of potential in the graveyard.
I got it. But listen,
potential's just a word until it's fulfilled.
Liverpool let their players land. Gravenberch came and we're chatting shit. And now look at him. Like Liverpool, Verts will be doing this thing. Like Liverpool let players land. And even if they don't land, they'll go for big money and go somewhere else.
Hey, throw me a Gubba Gubba though, quickly.
Are we happy with him being fifth then?
I think he should be higher.
If we're talking about in the world, nah.
I think he's too high.
I think the guy way that is high. Next is only going to be there because of legacy levels.
Okay.
And let's go on to number four, Robert Lewandowski.
He was low
I
for me.
I think Isak is better than him.
He plays like 15 minutes.
Currently you can say that, yeah.
There you go.
But and if that's the case, then... Bro,
oh, wait, last 3 years. We shift a lot of things. Better the last 3 years. Lewandowski, numbers.
Yeah, but now, if we're talking about the top 10
I think that's arguable.
Lewandowski's playing like
I think that's arguable.
Minutes.
Last 3 years, I honestly think that's arguable. Like, if you told me Arsenal could have got Isak 3 years ago or Lewandowski, I would have wanted Isak.
Based on potential, again.
3 years ago, yeah, he got to Newcastle, yeah? Well, 4 years ago, he got to Newcastle. So 3.5, because he got there in January, yeah? Most of our fan base wanted that Vlahovic brother from Juventus.
Facts, I did want him. Yeah,
I wanted Isak. He got none of them. But I wanted Isak, yeah? He got to Newcastle. I think he scored 10 in 22. Straight away, he landed. He was injured. Anytime he played, he just lit it up. The next season, 20 plus league goals. Season after that, 20 plus league goals. He's got to Liverpool now. 7 games in or whatever, because he hasn't scored now. Don't get it twisted. This is Lewandowski we're talking about. Absolute monster. You get me? But for me,
his
presence out of the La Liga for me in the last couple of years ain't been that much.
He doesn't really play like he just gets subbed.
Yeah, you know what it is?
He puts up the numbers.
Also, getting injured. Like, at his age, remember, strikers, it's a young man's game now. Yeah, yeah. So like he's shown, bro. A
lot of running, bro.
He's still playing at the top level just because he is a top player. But I'm telling you, that guy is special, bro. In terms of like, forget even
left
what
foot,
he's
right foot.
Even not forget his shooting and his goals. His assists.
The way he plays the game, yeah.
His assists, bro.
We just lost
the legs.
He knows
when to shoot, when to pass.
Now I feel like he's just getting 15 minutes here, 20 minutes here.
Hold it.
He's just old,
by the way.
At 36, 37.
Yeah, he's old. So like he's doing Cazorla. He's doing Cazorla things. Like they're just coming on.
He ain't scoring 20 plus in England. Unless it's for City. No way.
Yeah, this is a legacy pick, but we know that's one of the best strikers to ever. Yeah,
ever seen.
Ever.
Nah, broski, the guy is a hitter.
If he's only taking penalties as well.
I just think, and he wouldn't be, why would he play for anyone other than the better teams? But I just think if he wasn't at the better teams, 37 now, I don't think he'd be put, yeah. Whereas Isak, you've seen it, Newcastle, Sociedad, he's carried these guys.
You judging understand? By the top 10 though, he does make the top 10. Like with all the strikers of Lewandowski, like he's always gonna be top 10.
Broski, he's putting up 20 plus still to this day. Alvarez didn't do that in the same Spain. You understand?
That's a different striker we're talking about.
I don't think Martinez done that last season.
Lewandowski is arguably the best striker in the last 10 years. That's
No, he is. It's not arguable.
Him and Alvarez don't chat to each other, bro. That's a different combo, brother.
As much as I hear it, bro, 10 years is a long time. Bro.
Robbed of a Ballon d'Or. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, when they cancelled it. Yeah, when they cancelled it.
There was the age-old convo was Lewandowski vs Benzema in their prime. And I thought it was...
They brought someone else in that convo as well.
Suarez. I think Suarez was better than both of them.
Out of Benzema
and Lewandowski.
Suarez was like a short period.
If you think all prime between the three of them, I think Suarez is the best out of the three.
I think if you go prime, I think you go lower.
Nah, Suarez.
Man are sleeping on Benzema because of Ronaldo. I think
you go Benzi.
I think Benzema is the worst out of the three.
No, Benzema never limped nowhere else and done what he did.
Them other man approved it. You see the CR7 thing, yeah? I hear what you're saying with Benzema, innit? But that don't happen with Lewandowski or Suarez, bro. They score 50-something as well. You've seen it with Suarez. Messi scored 50-something, Suarez scored 50-something. Yeah. It's nothing.
I don't know, man, because Ronaldo is a different monster.
Nah.
He absorbs everything.
All cold, though. Benzema went sick after Ronaldo left, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ronaldo was holding him back like he does everywhere.
I rate him.
I think if you order it, for me anyways, it goes Suarez, Lewa, Benzema. Even though Benzema's got Ballon d'Or.
I think as nines,
I think Benzema's third.
What you need to understand, for most of 10 years, this guy's been 30 plus. So that's like an unfair way to rate them, innit? But
I wouldn't even argue
about
it. But
when you go to their 20s, he was a bad boy as well. You understand? But I see a mad quote. I think as they said, like Blackburn or someone was going to get Lewandowski.
You mad man. Yeah, Blackburn, just about to say that. Something about his flight.
A volcano erupted and stopped Lewandowski from going Blackburn.
I remember that volcano.
That is divine intervention.
And it was the ash
you know,
was
you're saying saved his career. That volcano could have got Blackburn back to the Prem money, bro. Because he could have went there, lit it up.
United would have grabbed him.
And
at that time, United would have grabbed him. It would have been curtains.
That is the striker. Let's see you model your game
on. Oh my days.
He won't even like...
If you're that size, 100%. Yeah.
But he's not even like he was mad fast or mad strong. He's just...
It's the tech, bro.
And he's clever. You know, like if Müller was a striker, it would look similar-ish.
So Benzema's got tech as well.
It's the sharpness. Nah, but it's like...
I think Müller's more selfless. I'm with you, though.
Lewandowski had that.
Hit space.
Do you know what it is, yeah? Benzema was good, yeah, but Dowski had that. Like, he could turn into a poacher just like that. Or a false nine, or the guy that does.
Benzema was more creator than that guy.
It's Ronaldo. Look what Ronaldo done to Rooney.
Lewandowski is gonna be. I think there's gonna be a lot of men in the top four that are all timers right now.
There could only be four.
Number three is Harry Kane. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not mad at that.
I'll tell you straight.
Can't lie to you.
He's Tottenham. Well, obviously he's Bayern Munich, but to me, he'll always be Tottenham. That is one of the best nines I have ever seen. I'll tell you straight.
And he's false in it as well. He's false nine in it.
He is basically the reincarnation of Lewandowski.
Sort of.
Nah, Lewandowski. Nah, more techie,
he drops.
Man.
He drops no, way but I'm too saying, deep.
Lebo goes deep.
As deep. Oh, hey, hey, whoa, 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 whoa.
the Spider-Man thing together, bro.
Kane is a playmaker. Like, Kane's thing.
He's got the better touch. Kane or Lewin?
Maybe.
Lewandowski.
Oh. Both perfect.
Well, just before we continue, I want to say this in a no accolades sort of conversation. Kane's number one for me as a nine right now. That's my opinion. I think if we're speaking about the others, when we get there, a lot of it will be to do with what they've won. He as a nine is the best nine on the planet, bro.
Without mentioning who's probably going to be in front of him, yeah? Like, when it comes to him, you're saying no accolades, innit? I think with him, like, he's an anomaly. For me, not that I don't care about trophies, but when you're doing what he's doing and just playing, like, again, we're talking eye tests, we're talking numbers, we're talking... Bro, see, me personally, Harry Kane is the best player I've ever seen play live. I honestly believe that, bro.
That's
a big statement. Broad, I've seen Cristiano Ronaldo when he was older. I've seen flipping Kaká when he was aging, but... This guy here, bro, North London derbies, touch, pinning defenders,
neat, it's
finishing,
neat.
Bruv. It's like watching, do you know what it's like? What he was like watching to, man? Watching a guy playing Sunday league level that's a level above the guy that's defending against him. That's what he looked like to me in my eyes. Like it's just nothing. More, when more he puts time. That hand there, that's it.
You're staying there still.
I think he left the Prem at the right time, though. I think he left a bit too late. Couple years too late.
This is my thing, because... I think I remember Tottenham's final Champions League and they shoehorned him in after his injury when Son and the man were doing Moura were doing the mad thing. I feel like that cost Tottenham. I feel like their reliance on him cost Tottenham. I feel like in the Prem, he doesn't still have the legs and the physicality to compete, but he's gone to Germany with the German taxes. And I feel like that's why he's doing the maddest
of maddest
things.
He doesn't
have
the legs to compete.
I feel like even for England, I feel like he needs to get phased out of the English team.
His England career is not looking so great right now.
I feel like the German league is great for him.
Without him, they are a joke. You see, when we're playing Tottenham now, it's nothing. Yeah?
No, real rap.
It's a mad thing. No matter what's going on, it's a mad thing.
We always have to worry about him, bro.
You know, even if we're winning 4-1, yeah?
They just finished with Ange.
You know that, like, there's that fear that, Kane. Like, we have
him
to
and, him
Kane.
And Son were on a Batman and Robin thing.
But, bro, he's a gangster, bro.
Robin outgrew Batman.
I think he's the only striker for me that could walk into the Emirates and move like Debo. And man, them are just... Debo's coming. Oh, he's a bad boy.
Listen, there's players. Drogba can do that. Players that used to hurt us. Rooney used to hurt us. Drogba used to hurt us. Well, this guy used to hurt us.
Yeah. It took man bare long to admit how great he was as well.
He's good, man.
I felt like man wasn't rating him for a long time.
The club let him down. But I think Arsenal flopped with him, though.
Letting him go.
No, but we had him when he was fat.
The way that, the way that,
you got to let that go, man.
The way the game was, back then, we would have turned him into like a Giroud, like, flick on, man.
But how his game has progressed, though, and how he's matured is amazing.
Bro, you got to remember his story, bro. Tottenham sent him out, loaned there.
I may be wrong,
he came back early. He started, he played a game.
Loans.
Do you remember?
It weren't, in hindsight, at the time, like, for the first, like, 2-3 years of him being good, that was why I discredited him. Oh, he's been sent here on loan, you know them way there. Who's my man? I was like, Ben Nicophobe. Didn't even need rest. You know what I mean? But him, yeah, he is serious, bro.
You know, he's serious.
He's a 10
that,
bro.
He's probably a 10 that learnt to be a 9.
He's a 10 with 9 finishing.
He's a natural finisher. There's only a few of them.
I feel like that's happened later in his
finds
career.
Corners.
It's not a goal this guy can't score, bro.
Outside of the boot.
As far as
instep.
Technique, like, is that instep?
Yeah.
Like,
even if you give him a sniff outside the box, he turns, bang, it's corner. Yeah.
No, he don't.
Too late.
He don't need space.
It's
a paintbrush motion as well. And the ball has that dip.
Do it again.
No matter how he hits it. And it's just, like, just under the ball.
I'll be honest with you, yeah. Like, that's how man used to finish back in the days. Mark Bright used to teach him that, bro. no look up, you just know where the goal is, bro. A striker's instance, you just know. You know where the goal is, bro. That's
muscle memory, bro. It's the movement.
Even in the Sundicos, it doesn't matter what you put me, a good player can play. Ox Cozy, man got boots from JJB Sports. When I won the Champions League. It don't matter about what you wear, bro.
He got them from JJB.
JJB Sports.
He went back into the shop, got boots, and went back on the pitch.
That Why? Is old school.
Because he came out of retirement, bro.
Remember, he was retired, came back, got boots out of JJB, and just won the Prem that year.
Come back from injury, March. What's the World War month for you in that? November, October. Just come back, one game.
I stand on what I'm saying, though, man. Look, Lips had him second. Wick had him second.
Didn't I have him second?
Greg and Skits had him second. Menace had him number one. And that's where he deserves to be. He's the number one striker in the world as we speak.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so this is going to be the big one.
Penn Station is turning up the heat. Introducing the Ghost Pepper Cheese Steak. Grilled fresh with premium steak and fiery ghost pepper cheese. It's craveable, bold, and only here for a limited time. Pair it with Penn Station's famous fresh cut fries and fresh squeezed lemonade for the ultimate flavor hit. Available now through November. Get it before it vanishes. Visit Penn Station today or order on our website or app for delivery. Penn Station, love your sub. You craving what I'm craving?
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Number one and number two.
How big?
Bro.
What?
Oh, my bad.
Bro.
Go. Sorry.
Someone told me to go face the woman.
Shut up.
I thought Harry Kane was going to be number one or two, but the guy that I put third is obviously got in there. So who is number two?
Wow.
Wow.
So who's number one?
Let it
marinate.
Let it marinate. Erling Haaland.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it.
So, number two is Erling Haaland. Number one is obviously someone. I'm not going to mention his name. But I think he's number one purely because of what we spoke about in the beginning. Eye test.
Yeah.
Eye test. Because without mentioning him, for me, even though he's playing there, the guy that's number one isn't
a nine.
Even really a nine.
Thank you very much.
He is now, though.
But,
thank you very much.
He is now.
But Haaland, like Harry Kane, like Lewandowski, maybe not so much with Isak, but it's nothing but a nine. And that is not a disrespect. That is because this guy is a goal machine.
Robot.
Again, Terminator. For me, eye test don't come into it. Because for me, his eye test for me with Haaland is his movement, the way the nuisance he causes, the way he strikes a ball, the variety of finishes. He's a madness, bro. Yep. Them two against United, I think.
Yeah.
Where running, you lot were saying man should have saved and ripped. No chance.
You know what it is? Eye test is one thing, innit? He doesn't look particularly pretty in terms of like how he plays football.
But don't you think he's slightly neater than
he is?
Make
he's way neater.
They make up.
We made him out to be bad. Made him out to be
they
bad.
They make out like he's a Jokeres and he's kind of...
He's not. He's neat. He's just big.
We've got to set narratives because we know even from here at these tables, we can talk players into bad games. Yeah. So when we need someone to be we better they can just be say their and hopefully
especially a nine. Especially a nine.
That's it.
You can make a nine
but
sound
he
shit.
Is, out of all the players on this list, probably the hardest to play against.
Yeah.
Like he's a nightmare.
Because he's strong, he's fast.
He's mad quick.
He's movement.
And it don't help that everyone around him on his team is just going to drag you out of position anyway. He must be a nightmare.
Fam, and I don't even feel like he's playing at 100% of his potential yet. I feel like Man City are underutilizing him. When I used to watch him at Dortmund, there was a lot more to his game than I see at City. But even at City...
It's more in behind though, isn't it?
They play
more in behind into space.
Obviously, Germany's chaotic, isn't it? So you'll see Haaland defending, you'll see him in midfield battling, you'll see him up top, you'll see him running in behind. Whereas with four Pep, he's just
Do you remember the clip where Dortmund's defending the corner?
Yeah.
And it gets headed out.
Yeah.
And Haaland counter-attack. Move.
It looks like AI.
I don't think we understand. His acceleration is robotic. Like, the speed it takes for him to go from 0 to 100 is insane. Like, two steps and he's past you and he's gone. That's before he's even getting into pace. It's just acceleration. But I feel like because Pep has City so stacked, Haaland don't even really need to step
out. You don't need to get out of there.
Stay in 18 yards. But I feel like as City change, I feel like Haaland will be slowly asked to
do more.
Well,
there's been a couple goals he's even scored this season and in the last season where Ederson would just go long. And you get to see him up against just one other human and you see how hard they find it. They don't want anything to do with
him. He put Braithwaite on the floor.
That is. Remember, big up.
That's assault.
Big up Mikel Antonio. He came here and he said he thought he was the strongest player in the league. Then he stopped himself and said, oh, actually, nah, this guy's just got it. And he said Erling Haaland's physicality is like robotic. Because what's so mad about him, yeah, is he's got that like Jokeres, even Harry Kane-ish robustness, but he's so light on his feet, bro. That's what it is, because he's a heavy guy, bro, mm-hmm. but he plays
nimble.
Fam.
Do you remember when he scored against us, how he started it? He little neat, little tap to, who is it, Foden?
Yes, or round the corner.
That goal the other day, yeah? That goal that he scored the other day, you're talking about where he shrugged off
man.
The other day, to talk about Jokeres quickly, I think it was the Champions League, exact same chance. Work, he held off finish. A man, because he's had to, like, he didn't get to go into the second his phase. Balance, he's not light balance. Enough on his feet. Bro, Haaland shrugged off the man. Then half a second, composed himself, bottom corner, perfect ball strike, bro. And he's like a PlayStation footballer.
Even his passing is under, like, his link-up play, even though he's not asked to do it often, when he's involved, it's on point.
He's got better as well.
The narrative's been there to have a negative about his football.
Come on, guys. His link-up play is not the greatest, bro. Sometimes just a baggy touch off the hip.
No, it's not the greatest.
And then it's going to the man. Bro, let's not do that.
Broski, listen, his first season in England, he treated it like Germany, bro. 36 league goals. No one's ever done that before, yeah? He didn't even play the full 38 games, yeah? Brother, anything he came across, he destroyed them. Yeah. Literally. There was games that season where they had man sitting in the panel. Oh, he's only had 9 touches today. What are we seeing? Next goal, bang. Hat-trick.
Bang, shut
next
up.
Next game,
you see
hat-trick.
Him, of this whole list, he's one of the only players, him, possibly Kane, that when they're in front of goal and the ball drops to them, you know it's a goal.
You know, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know.
You get me? If something big's happening, if it's not a goal, you know it's hitting the back.
Bro, you have no doubt. You can see them, man, they get the ball, you wick your close your eyes. Mm-hmm. And then you'll hear the fans and you know what time it is.
Walk back.
Look at against us, at the Emirates.
I knew straight away, as soon as he was through.
And that's on his weaker side.
Man ain't catching him. Man ain't, you understand?
Ideally, he's left-footed, isn't it?
Because you know what it is? I think, like you said, I think what we're saying, maybe the link, it might not necessarily be link-up play, but I just think the way he reads the game, his IQ is way better than people make out, innit? It's way better.
He is all-round better than people play. People
narrative.
Try, like,
narrative.
Way better.
I think we're done with the narratives now. Like, we've had to accept.
Yeah. I kid you not, though. I still think Kane's better than him. Complete striker.
I get what you mean. Oh, man.
Kane is more of a complete striker than Haaland.
A complete player.
Kane is, but...
It depends on what you want for me. Because Mbappe is going to give you pace, power, running in behind. Kane's going to give you more mind, space.
The good Liverpool, yeah? That Liverpool had Kane. And if that Liverpool had Haaland, what team has more success?
Yeah, but that's because of their wide.
But that's just one team. But I'm backing the point of it depends on what you want from the striker. It does depend. Because if Haaland went Real Madrid, it's a different Haaland.
Liverpool with the two tens, Haaland. Running.
What are you talking about? Salah, Mane and Kane. I'm talking about when Liverpool was good.
Broski, as much as I hear it, what I'll take away from Harry Kane that Haaland would never do, bro, yeah, is I've even seen, especially in that season where Bayern didn't win it, his first season, man's trying to drop off, trying to cross it from the middle and do all of this, which is great, which is neat, bro. But you don't, but you're in Germany, rude boy. Haaland form in that Bayern team, we're seeing 60 league goals or some madness, 50 maybe.
See if the man is just running, it's game over. That's what, you see that over Kane, that's not even a comparison.
Yeah.
He has that over Kane.
It's the running power, bro.
If that's the 9 that you need, so be it.
Everyone needs a 9 like that still.
Kane's a more complete 9, but it's just the kind of 9 Haaland is. He's like a 9 out of 10 out on it, bro. You get me? And with Kane, maybe because he's aging, maybe because he's... I'm putting a little bit of English tax, bro. Like, Kane One credit you have to give him, bro. You don't get to learn a lot as the best player in a Prem side, you know, bro. You just got to do it, bruv. And he did it for his whole career. It's just a madness. Now he's learning things in Germany. You're starting to see little things. You understand, bro?
He was trying to do that in Tottenham. He does it in England. It's just that in the Prem, you don't get that time. In Germany, you get that time. So he's able to get deep, dictate.
But this is where you do the intricacies. Haaland and Kane, beginning of the season, you could bet top dollar, 25 league goals plus, which is alien, bruv. But when it comes to getting it over the line, bro, is the way this Haaland youth's been moving the last 2-3 years, bro, it's undeniable, bro.
4-5.
Like, even if, I know Steve-O hates when I say it. For me, last season for him was an off season. But a man still scored 20 plus by accident, bro. He's nothing to him, bro.
That's a great segue to number one, though. Because number one was said to have a poor season as well.
Number one is none other than Kylian Mbappe.
He's the best, bro.
From Real Madrid.
Can't be.
How can he not?
I think he's the best player in the world.
He is.
He's having a great season.
I think he's the best. Also,
number nine.
Mbappe's been the best player in the world for like 4 years. For like three,
who
4 years.
Who's the best? Pardon?
Mbappe.
Who's better than
as
him?
As a footballer.
Who?
Who is?
I would say Pedri's better than Mbappe as a footballer.
Stop telling me about as a footballer. We're talking about Ballon d'Or. Like, bro.
Let's stay in the car.
I know,
nine.
This is why I'm not saying nine. Footballer. I'm saying striker. Best striker.
Mbappe is the best player in the world for me.
I don't know.
Mbappe was voted number one from Loons, Wicks, Scribs, Skits, and Jad. Bro, I just think, G.
Who did you have number one? Haaland?
Yeah, I had Haaland
Dan? One.
I wouldn't have had Mbappe number one.
Who did you have number one?
I didn't have a list, but I would have had Haaland.
Should I tell you the truth? I had Mbappe on this list, although I think he's the best player in the world, I had him number three.
I would have had him three. I would have had him three.
Because as a nine, we're talking nines. Yeah. I think Mbappe, he is a nine, but I just think when it comes to nine stuff, Haaland and Kane are gonna do.
He's been playing nine for like 5 weeks.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, he's just turned into a nine now.
But what is the difference?
He's done a mad thing though.
He's played a season in the nine. That's the difference.
Okay, that's fine. But so did Thierry Henry. Thierry Henry started off as a left winger and then he went up top. That's like saying Wayne Rooney's a midfielder, because Wayne Rooney went from up top to start playing midfield. What's the difference?
When Henry started playing up front for Arsenal, it was way early. Like, it might not even have been age-wise, innit? But he carried on being a striker, innit? Mbappe has played the majority of his career off the wing.
No, he can just play in multiple positions. It's like seeing Trent at right back and then seeing Trent in midfield.
This has been a transition.
What you're saying, that's true, but he's played most of his football off the wing. That's a fact.
To be fair, Henry played most of his football off the wing as well.
Off the wing as well. Before going to Arsenal, he was...
Yeah, but we're talking when you become an adult and stuff like that. Most of... What we know Henry as is like Isak, bro. It's a nine that goes over. Barcelona, he had no choice. He had to go over. But we know Henry for being a nine. Where? Arsenal. Not a winger.
Okay, so what you're saying, Mbappe was a left midfielder and now he's an adult.
He was an adult playing left wing though. Exactly. He's been a left winger.
Like he is now playing as a striker.
Yes, but that was from last season.
Monaco, where was he playing?
He was a winger and a striker.
PSG, where was he playing?
Winger and striker. He played both positions.
It is probably both, but when you ask that about Kane, Lewandowski,
they're Benzema, number nines.
Right, these are nines. Out and maybe we need to use the term out and out nine. Because I agree.
I'll tell you why it's crazy.
I agree that Henry's not an out and out nine. I agree. He's not like Van Nistelrooy.
But he's one of the best nines in the Prem.
The stats say that Mbappe has played 293 games as a centre forward and only 83 as a winger. Now, that's not what my eyes say.
I don't think that's the truth.
That's not what my eyes say.
I know that. I that's not the truth. I can honestly say that's not true. I know. I'm not even trying to argue with the internet.
Do you believe that?
That's not true. That's not true, bro.
I believe it.
He's now being deployed as a striker.
Out and out striker.
Do you know he's bagged 10 goals in his last 10 games?
Bro, check Kane's record, bro. What does that mean?
Bro. As in 10 games every week, 10
That's
weeks.
That's a separate convo. No one said he's not bagging. My thing is, if you deploy...
This guy's the best in the world, man. Personne ne parle avec Macron, parle avec Kylian Mbappé. Personne. Je m'en fous. Oh. Arrête les bêtises là, tu veux parler avec moi, bah, il joue ici, il joue ici, il joue ici, il joue où, bah, il est striker.
I'm saying, I added Dembele to my list because of it's the same amount of short space time Mbappe's been a centre forward, Dembele has.
Same as Dembele, yeah? Even if you play these guys as nines forever, you're not going to deploy them the way you play it out and out nine.
Yeah,
they're going to be right, drifting off the flank. They're going to be doing the high press, and they're going to, you understand? And that's why I'm saying he's not, it's not, because again, I feel like you think I'm trying to diss him by saying he's not a nine. No, I'm saying he's more than that. Because again, for me, saying Henry's not a nine don't mean he's a winger. He's just more than that. He's just his own.
Was that not the issue with Vinicius, Mbappe, and even Rodrigo trying to fit them all into the same team? That was an issue. And only now Mbappe has actually taken the number nine.
Vinicius ain't moving, hence the reason they probably brought in Baps to put him nine, because Vinny's not moving.
You see, like you said, like players like may drop off the left and blah, blah. That's like Kane also dropping in and filling in that 10 position. And do you know what I'm saying? They can just do multiple positions.
Yeah, they can. But it has to work for the team. So when Kane does it, it's all right.
When Mbappe does it, it's all right.
Why? Who's going?
Vinny can cover in, do that little foot, you know, that run there.
Is that how he plays? I haven't watched much of Mbappe this season. Is that what he's doing? He's not even playing on the shoulder.
He's straight target, man.
So why are you talking about him dropping deep?
Because he drops in.
He's on a similar job to Haaland. They thread the pass. You're not doing that for Kane. Haaland and Mbappe are kind of doing similar roles.
They can run in behind, didn't it?
Do you know what I mean? Obviously not the whole in the box header thing.
But Alonso's only been here for it because it was a bit techy under Ancelotti.
I wouldn't say it's a free role, but he does. He gets to do a lot.
He's a forward, man. Yeah, you can run the channels. You can do it all. Yeah. Haaland is, for me, the nine.
Striker. Kane. And I'm a die on that hill, man. Kane's the most complete.
Yeah, Kane. I think Kane's the most complete, but I just think Haaland is...
For Mbappe.
The goals he's going to score.
I think Kane's
you.
A better footballer than Haaland, than Mbappe.
You think easily. Kane is a better footballer than Mbappe?
Yes, at football, yes. Okay. Take away Mbappe's pace and power, and then I don't know what you mean, though.
To do like the basics. I know Mbappe can do more stepovers.
He's talking decisions.
Decisions, passing the ball, doing more, not like power, running at man, blah, blah, blah.
That's what football is, though.
Nah, but you see Mbappe, when you have the ability he has, like, you're not going to play like Harry Kane.
I hear you.
Guys are alien.
Until you get older, and then you have to adapt your game.
Yeah, like,
and
but even still, I don't think Mbappe will look that bad when he loses his pace, especially now that he's in the nine, because it's all about in a shorter space now. You feel me?
Do you know why Mbappe is not number one? A couple of these men that are in this list, I played and done it in the Prem. Mbappe, I can't give you the number one until you come and prove it here. Yeah.
Facts.
You're getting taxed on every
season. But then again, that means we ain't giving it to Messi then.
Yeah, but Messi's an anomaly. Ask me about.
Man, them love pushing the goalposts.
Asking, because if you say Mbappe can't have it, then
but Mbappe
Messi
is a bit questionable.
It.
I feel like over these last few seasons, like he hasn't been what we. Because when you back in the day, wonder kid, I thought he would be like Ronaldo, the next Ronaldo or Messi, and I feel like that has taken a bit longer than I thought.
Who, Mbappe?
Yeah, even with PSG, he left PSG. PSG won the Champions League without Mbappe. He's gone Real Madrid the first season, even though by his standards it wasn't that great. By everyone else's standards, it was great. But I feel like he's been in a transitional period over the last few years.
Nah, his ego is stopping him, man.
His ego.
Nah, I also think the team wasn't set up necessarily.
Yeah. I just feel like. Take away Mbappe's pace and power, and he's nowhere near Kane.
Nah, bro, Mbappe scored 31 league goals last season.
This is what I'm saying. Kane is cold.
He started off slow as well. Remember, we were last season. I think the debate was, does Mbappe make Madrid better? Because he started off poor.
It don't even matter, man. He made it. It's number one.
Last season's the most goals he's ever scored joint with the season.
He done well
that.
Last season as well, but it's just by his standards.
You let us know who's in your top 10 in Europe.
Let us know, man.
Is it Mbappe? Is it Haaland? Is it Kane? It's got to be one of those for you, really, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Make sure you like, comment, subscribe.
Hit the bell, please.
Yeah.
Penn Station is turning up the heat. Introducing the Ghost Pepper Cheese Steak. Grilled fresh with premium steak and fiery ghost pepper cheese. It's craveable, bold, and only here for a limited time. Pair it with Penn Station's famous fresh cut fries and fresh squeezed lemonade for the ultimate flavor hit. Available now through November. Get it before it vanishes. Visit Penn Station today or order on our website or app for delivery. Penn Station, love your sub. You craving what I'm craving?
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.